Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connect the Sausage, Pafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
From Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi, Mississippi, the Biloxi Shuckers are set for Saturday Night Baseball, and for the first time in franchise history, they will be playing as a game as a team other than the Biloxi Shuckers. Tonight, they are debuting one of two new alternate identities for the 2024 season. Tonight, they will be paying homage and honoring the Mardi Gras tradition here on the Gulf Coast and honoring Biloxi as the birthplace of Mardi Gras in the state of Mississippi by playing as the Biloxi King Cakes for tonight. Shuckers enter today at 16-15 on the season, 10-3 at home. They've won three of their first four in this series against the Montgomery Biscuits. Javik Blake alongside you throughout the night. We are getting set for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. Shuckers, a win today would clinch a series win. It would be their third straight series win in this ballpark. The Biscuits enter today at 16-15 on the season, 4-9 on the road. Both teams tied for second place in the Southern League South Division, two games behind the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Shuckers and Biscuits getting set for first pitch on a Saturday night, as the Shuckers had a big-time win last night, a 10-2 win over the Montgomery Biscuits. 10 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error. 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Montgomery. For the Shuckers, it was 3 different home runs that paved the way. A solo shot from Wes Clark, a 3-run home run from Wes Clark, and a grand slam by today's pregame interview in Brock Wilkin. We chat with Brock next a bit about coming back from getting hit in the face with a fastball at 94 miles an hour and then returning in under a month. We also chat with him a bit about resilience and toughness and how he got that from a former MMA fighter in his father. That comes your way next before first pitch at 6:05 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Saturday Night Baseball. Biloxi Shuckers tonight playing as the Biloxi King Cakes up against the Montgomery Biscuits. Time for an ace pregame interview. I am Javik Blake, and we are joined by the guy who hit his first grand slam of the season last night in basically the same exact situation at his first from a year ago in his career. It's Brock Wilken. Brock, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's good to be back on it.
How fun was that hit that grand slam last night? Part of a seven-run inning, and just like your first career grand slam, it ended up with you and Wes Clark going back-to-back.
Yeah, you know, it's fun being back in the lineup. It was a little bit of a controversial swing last night, but, you know, that one goes in the back of the baseball card, so that's all that matters. But, yeah, you know, I love where we're at right now. I love where I'm at right now, physically, mentally. So just glad to be back out here.
Well, how fun is it to be back in the lineup? It has been, you took all 22 days off from getting hit in the face from being back in the lineup. How good does it feel to be back in there?
Yeah, it feels so good. You know, we got guys like Mike, Wes, Ernesto really swinging it really well right now. So, to be log jammed in the middle of those guys, it's really fun because it makes the game a lot more fun and a lot more simple to just go out there and play the game. You know, that's my favorite saying, is just go out there and play the game. So being able to do that, and especially with guys that also enjoy doing the same thing, playing a kid's game, so it's been a pleasure coming back, and you know, really opened your eyes on what you take for granted sometimes.
How much do you guys take pride in how hard you make opposing pitchers' lives? Because with everyone back in the lineup, EBJ's first, Bobby's hitting second, either you or Wes is third, one of you is behind the other, then it's Ernesto, and the lineup goes on and on and on, and all of a sudden you're eight spots down and you still can't figure a guy you have to go after.
Yep. Yeah, I think that gives a lot of credit to our hitting coach, JJ. You know, he really prides himself in the work that he puts in day after day, not only in us, but in the scouting reports that he gives us. You know, he goes into great detail and great depth that not a lot of other coaches go into, especially at this level. So, you know, a lot of guys really trust him, and I think that's a huge piece right now of us just trusting our process and our approach. And he gives us the two best opportunities to go out there and do what we do best. And you know, once we do that, we've been putting up runs and stacking quality at bats together, just how we do it.
And you've been hitting all these home runs wearing a mask. It might be the first time you've worn a mask while playing baseball since Little League. What has it been like adjusting to the mask at the plate?
Yeah, it's different. You know, a lot of my buddies are chirping me and giving me crap about it. It's a little softball league mask, but you know, it's good. I think it's really good for me right now, especially going back into play as quickly as I did. And just, I don't have to worry about that again. So I think for me right now, it's couple weeks, a month with that mask, I think it's going to be good for me.
Well, and if you keep hitting all these homers, you might just have to keep it.
I might just have to keep the mask, you know? I might have to rock the Batman mask forever.
What was your recovery like from injury? Because there comes a point where there's not much you can do other than get surgery to repair the nose, and the rest of the face just kind of has to settle back in, right?
Yeah, you know, it was honestly one of the more grueling things that I've had to deal with in my life. And honestly, the way I got through it was my wife and my faith. You know, those are the two biggest things in my life right now besides baseball. And, you know, those two things really kept me in check and in the moment. It takes you, you know, like that, a snap of your fingers, and the game's taken away from you for 20 days. It doesn't seem like that long, but, you know, it also feels like forever, especially when you can't be out here with the guys that I love being around and play the game that I love. So those two things really, really kept me in check, and, you know, couldn't do much except do some stretching and swing the golf clubs. So I think I dialed my game in to where I'm a +3 handicap right now. So, you know, that's those are the things that you kind of take your mind off the negativity.
Manager Joe Arolt mentioned this yesterday about your toughness in coming back into the lineup and getting pitched up and in and not turning away. Your dad was a longtime MMA veteran. How much did you take your toughness that you bring to the lineup from him growing up?
Yeah, you know, I take a lot of my experiences from growing up, from my dad to everyday life. You know, just being a really tough mentally and physically, and also getting hit in the face a lot. So, you know, that definitely carries over. But, you know, I think that was one of the biggest things that he taught us growing up, was just being mentally tough and stronger than anything that could come your way. Because, you know, if you go through your battles with God right by your side, nothing's gonna be able to combat those. So knowing that, I think that was a really big strong point going through my recovery process.
It's also the first night the Shuckers are debuting their new alternate identity in the Biloxi King Cakes. Your thoughts on the jerseys and the hats?
I love them. You know, it's vibrant. It's out there. So, you know, let's go play with some flair. Let's go win in these things. And, hey, you never know. Just like the MASH. You keep hitting homers in them, you win in these things, you might have to whip them out again. You never know.
Brock, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much as always.
Yes, sir. Always.
This has been today's pregame interview. King Cakes and Biscuits coming up now.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petaluma, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi King Cakes pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The Shuckers at 16-15, tied for second in the South Division with the Montgomery Biscuits. Both teams two games back of first place Pensacola as we get set for the fifth game of a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. The Shuckers tonight will play as the Biloxi King Cakes, one of two alternate identities announced this past offseason. It honors the Mardi Gras traditions on the Gulf Coast and honors Biloxi, that is the birthplace of Mardi Gras in the state of Mississippi. Time to take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup for the Biscuits. It's the righty Sean Hundley. He's 3-0 with a 2.84 ERA. Was used as a starter last year, but this year has been moved to the bullpen. Six relief appearances, and tonight his first start. None of the relief appearances have gone long. He's maxed out at 50 pinches and 3 innings. He's gone 12 and 2-thirds innings with a walk and 9 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .214 against him. For the King Cakes, it's the righty Jacob Mizorowski, the Brewers' top pitching prospect and the 29th-ranked overall prospect in all of baseball. He makes his 7th start of the year. He has a 2.70 ERA, 23 1/3 innings pitch, 17 walks, 36 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting .117 against him. Time to take a look at tonight's starting lineups. They are Bill Byron over Roofing. Mason Auer is in the leadoff spot. True Baker bats second. Tanner Murray is in the 3 spot. Bob Seymour bats cleanup. Then it's Heriberto Hernandez, Willie Vasquez, Ricardo Genovis, Jalen Battles, and Matthew Dyer. For the King Cakes, it's the righty Eric Brown Jr. in the leadoff spot. Mike Bovee bats second. Brock Wilkin is in the 3 spot. Behind him is Wes Clark. The two are combined 12 for 31 in the series with 5 home runs. Darian Miller is in the 5 spot. Xavier Warren bats 6th, and the order rounds out with Freddie Zamora, Justin Dearden, and Lamar Sparks. The Shuckers, for the first time in franchise history, will play tonight as the Biloxi King Cakes. And the King Cakes not only trying to go 1-0, but the Shuckers are trying to clinch a series victory over the Biscuits. Jacob Mizorowski on the hill when we come back. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi King Cakes Radio Network. We're back after this.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Churio swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run, and it's 4-0 Biloxi. The Middlebury dives, grabs it at short, gets to his feet, fires the first in time. Blood Black slides in the second, and there's 40 stolen bases in 2023.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCS.
Jet round for the throw home and a hop to Clark, the tag, got him! Oh, what a throw from Sparks!
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. all season long.
Williams swings and misses. The playoff hopes stay alive for another day. It's a 9-2 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi, Mississippi. The Shuckers tonight transform into the Biloxi King Cakes, and the Shuckers are trying to take a series against the Montgomery Biscuits. It's the Biloxi King Cakes at 16-15 on the season against the Montgomery Biscuits, Double-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, who enter today at the same exact record. Both teams tied for second in the South Division, two games behind the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Javik Blake alongside you, and the righty Jacob Mizorowski gets set to get this thing rolling for the King Cakes. Mizorowski, a 2.70 ERA. He makes his seventh start of the season, 23 and a third innings pitched, 17 walks, 36 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 117 against him. He comes off a dazzling road trip where he struck out 21 and allowed one run over 13 innings and three starts, two of them at Pensacola that earned him the Southern League Pitcher of the Week honors, and one more against the Tennessee Smokies. He faces the Biscuits lineup that is built by Renova Roofing. Mason Auer is in the leadoff spot. Drew Baker bats second. Tanner Murray is in the three spot. Bob Seymour bats fourth. Roberto Hernandez is in the five spot. Then it's Willie Vasquez, Ricardo Genovis, Jalen Battles, and Matthew Dyer. Mizorowski fires his final warm-up pitch to the plate. Darren Miller fires it to second, and we're set to go. Right-handed hitting Mason Auer steps in. And the 6'7" Jacob Mizorowski stands in and is ready to go on the hill. He works the extreme first base side of the rubber. Auer in the right-handed box. And away we go. We're underway with a fastball. It's up and in. It flies by Auer. First pitch time today, 6:06 p.m. Central Time. It is a gorgeous night for baseball. 79 degrees and clear and no wind to speak of. Mizorowski delivers. Auer tips it foul into Miller's glove, and the count evens 1-1. Auer this year, 2-for-19. Came back from the injured list earlier this week. The 1-1 delivery. Called strike on the inside corner with a fastball, and the count goes to 1-2. Mizorowski, 6'7", 200 pounds, 22-year-old native of Blue Springs, Missouri. He sets at the belt, now kicks and delivers. Curveball lifted towards right center. Dearden, the center fielder, is over, and he makes the catch. Time to set the Shuckers defense. Justin Dearden is in center. Xavier Warren in left. Lamar Sparks commands right. Third to first around the infield. Mike Bovey, Eric Brown Jr., Freddie Zamora, and Wes Clark with Darian Miller behind the plate. Up comes the righty Drew Baker, 240 hitter on the season. One out, nobody on. Mizorowski delivers. Fastball, called strike one, hugs the outside corner. Mizorowski last time out set a new season high, 8 strikeouts over 5 shutout innings. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. And finished off a terrific road trip for him. Really outside of his opening day start against the Biscuits, he has been terrific. The 1-1 delivery. Baker takes up and in, and the count goes to 2-1. Outside of opening day, Mizorowski allowed 4 runs in 4 1/3 innings with 7 strikeouts. But outside of that, he's allowed just 3 total earned runs in 19 innings. The 2-1 pitch to Baker. Slider misses away and it flies the screen. Count goes to 3-1. You do have the math, and since opening day, it has been an ERA of 3 for Mizorak. Check that. A 1.42. The pitch misses up. And he walks Baker on 5 pitches. Man on first with 1 out. Just underway in the top of the first inning. Up comes the righty, Tanner Murray. Baker's a big threat to go. 13 of 17 in stolen bases this year. Murray sitting 276 on the season, 327 OBP. 1 on, 1 out. Just underway in the first inning. Mizorowski delivers. Fastball pours in on the outside corner, and the count goes to 0-1. Mizorowski averaged up near 99 in each of his 3 starts on the road trip. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball. Called strike on the outside corner. Same exact spot. The count goes to 0-2. No balls. 2 strikes. 1 away. Mizorowski fires, misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. Mizorowski, the right-hander, stares in. Now comes Sent, first base side of the rubber. Check back to first. It gets by Clark, and it hops towards the wall. Baker's off to second. It's an E1. And now a runner on second with 1 away. The count at 1-2. One and two, the count with 1 out. Runner in scoring position already for the Biscuits. The 1-2 pitch. Misses up and away. It pops out of Miller's mitt, and Baker's off to third. Counts even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So an E1 and a pass ball has put a runner on third in a 2-2 count with 1 out. Strikeout here would be big. Mizorowski comes set. Now the pitch. Curveball tips foul into Miller's mitt for strike 3. Mizorowski picks up his first strikeout of the night, his 37th of the season. Breaks a tie with T.J. Shuck for the most in the Shuckers roster. Brings up the left-handed hitting Bob Seymour. 2 out and a runner on third. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless in the top of the first inning. The pitch. Seymour takes low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Seymour is the only lefty in this lineup, which helps out the Biscuits. Mizorowski entering today. Had a lefty. He's hitting 111 against him with a 44% strikeout rate. The 1-0 delivery. Curveball tipped foul in and out of Miller's mitt. The count evens 1-1. Mizorowski trying to work around a base runner in the first inning. Drew Baker's off third. The pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 2-1. The count with two out. Seymour's hitting 257 this year with a 320 OBP. Mizorowski fires. Curveball. He waves and misses. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Mizorowski comes set. Stares down Baker at third. Now delivers. Fastball. Foul back and out of play at 98. Count stays at two balls and two strikes. That was 98 miles an hour. One of the fastest pitches of the day for Mizorowski. See what he goes with here. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball fouled into Miller's mitt for strike three. And it's back-to-back strikeouts on that curveball from Mizorowski. And it strands a runner at third. No runs, no hits, one error. One runner left on base and two strikeouts for Mizorowski. We're through a half inning of play and we're scoreless. King Kinks coming to bat when we come back. Lexi Shepard's Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. I'll get my grill on.
Checkers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Checkers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi, and for the first time in franchise history, the Biloxi King Cakes are set to come up. Today they face the righty Sean Hundley. He's 3-0 with a 2.84 ERA. He makes his seventh appearance and first start of the season, 12 and two-thirds innings, a walk, and nine strikeouts. He faces a Shuckers lineup that starts off with Eric Brown Jr. Mike Bovee bats second. Brock Wilkin is in the three spot, and Wes Clark rounds out the top four in the order. It's King Kinks lineup that yesterday, first pitch, he has a called strike one. It's a King Kinks lineup that yesterday pounded out 10 runs. Second time at home this year, they've put up double-digit runs. The 0-1 pitch is a changeup and a called strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to 0-2. Righty Hundley quickly ahead. Brown Jr. calls time and steps out. Hundley stands in at 6'4", 220 pounds, 24-year-old native of Nashville, Tennessee. The pitch. Called strike three in the outside corner. A fastball at 90 miles an hour. Brown Jr. down looking. Brings up the lefty, Mike Bovee. Bovey officially qualified for all rate stats in the Southern League last night. Now leads the Shuckers in average at 347, OBP at 417, and OPS at 964. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Bovey is second in the league with that 347 average, one of three guys above 330. The 1-0 pitch. Bovey takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. He's reached base in 12 straight. That's the longest streak of his career. Third time he's had one of at least 10 games. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and hits it on one hop to Seymour at first. He grabs it, takes it to the bag, and it retires Bovey for the out. Two away, and it brings up the righty Brock Wilkins. Bob Seymour's at first tonight. Willie Vasquez is at second. Tanner Murray's at short. Jalen Battles is at third. And Ricardo Genovis is behind the plate. Outfield from left to right. Roberto Hernandez, Matthew Dyer, Andrew Baker. Hunley delivers. Wilkin takes a strike on the inside corner. It's a fastball at 89. Wilkin hitting 250 this year. 289 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. He takes a slider low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Wilkin waves and misses at a slider back on the inside corner. The count at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Nobody on in the bottom of the first. The pitch. Slider called strike three on the inside corner, and it's a perfect first inning for Sean Hunley. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and two strikeouts. We move to the second. We're scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
And hitting Roberto Hernandez leads things off in the second inning for Montgomery. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless. Righty Jacob Mizorowski's into his second inning of work. He fires home. It's a slider. It's called strike one on the outside corner at 87. Mizorowski worked around a walk in the first inning with two strikeouts. Stranded a runner at third. The 0-1 pitch, slider, again called to strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 0-2. Hernandez is hitting .287 this year, 5 homers, 20 driven in, and a .383 OBP. No balls and two strikes the count. He kicks and delivers. Slider misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Mizorowski is a four-pitch guy. Fastball, curveball, slider, and a cutter. He comes set with a 1-2 count. now fires home. Fastball called strike three on the outside corner, 97 miles an hour. And he picks up his third strikeout of the night. One away, and it brings up the righty Willie Vasquez. Mizorowski has been quite the fun experience the last couple of weeks. Again, 21 strikeouts in the Shuckers' two-week road trip over three starts. One out, nobody on, in a scoreless game. Pitch to Vasquez. Misses away with a slider, and the count goes to 1-0. Vasquez is hitting 155 this year, 1-for-11 in the series with five strikeouts. The pitch, fastball, misses up at 96, and the count goes to 2-0. Mizorowski delivers. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. He's topped out at 98 tonight. That last pitch at 98. He's reached up near 100 this season. So you have to post something above triple digits. But he's looked terrific. 3-0 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball back on the inside corner at 98. And the count goes to 3-1. The righty delivers. Vasquez waves and misses. 97 top of the zone. And the count goes to 3-2. That's been a common theme this year for Mizorowski. One of the big things is that he can throw it 96, 97, 98, and still people won't catch up to it. The 3-2 pitch. Slider rolled weakly towards short. Brown Jr. charges, grabs it on the run, fires to first, and it's in time. Four straight retired by Mizorowski after the first inning walk. And it brings up the righty, Ricardo Genovese. Two out, nobody on. It's a scoreless game between the King Cakes and the Biscuits in the top of the second inning. Genovese hitting 240 this year with a 406 OBP. Starting catcher today for the Biscuits. The pitch, fastball, called a strike on the inside corner at 98. The count goes to 0-1. Righty Mizorowski sets. Now delivers. Genovese takes up and in. It flies the screen off Miller's glove. And the count evens 1-1. Some of the biggest news at the big league level today, Paul Skeens, former LSU Tiger, made his big league debut. Him and Mizorowski were almost teammates. The 1-1 pitch, curveball, Genovese lifts it. Foul territory, third base side, Bovey charges in towards the Biscuits. Dugout, he makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Mizorowski. Finish that score next inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and we are scoreless. King Cakes up when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Score cleaves it off for Biloxi. We're back to action between the Biloxi King Cakes and the Montgomery Biscuits. Bottom of the second, first pitch from Sean Hundley is a called strike one against the righty Clark. He had a multi-homer game last night, helped the Shockers to a massive 10-2 win over the Biscuits. The 0-1 pitch, Clark waves and misses. Fastball back on the inside corner, and the count goes to 0-2. Javik Blake back alongside you. The Shockers honoring the Mardi Gras festivities of South Mississippi and the Gulf Coast with a Biloxi King Cake alternate identity tonight. The jerseys instead of normal striping and Mardi Gras beats. 0-2 pitch is a slider away, and the count goes to 1-2. The city of Biloxi, home to Mardi Gras in the state of Mississippi, dates back over 100 years. 1-2 pitch. Pops foul behind home plate, out of play. And foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 1-2 pitch misses away. Fastball at 88. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out, a scoreless game. The pitch. Clark chops it foul, third base side off the top railing of the Biscuits dugout. Count stays at two balls and two strikes. Rennie Hundley stares in. Now delivers. Clark takes a slider on the outside corner for strike three. It's the third strike out of the night for Hundley. All three have been looking. And up comes the lefty, Darian Miller. Home plate umpire tonight is Chad Westlake. Sean Cassidy is the first base umpire. And Brian Overholzer is at third. One out, nobody on in a scoreless game. The pitch to the lefty, Miller, is a slider. It's called strike one on the outside corner. Miller's hitting 211 on the year with a 410 OBP. He's reached base in seven straight games. The 0-1 pitch, he takes low, and the count evens 1-1. Miller's eye has been a hallmark of his game this year on the offensive side of things. Entering today on the defensive side, he's also thrown out 25% of base runners. The 1-1 pitch, called strike on the inside corner. It's a fastball at 89. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Miller drives it out to right center. Dyer's back on it. Baker's back on it as well at the warning track. And one hops the wall, goes over into the splash pad. And it's a ground rule double for Darian Miller. For a moment like he might have had a beat on his first homer at the AA level. But instead, it's his first hit of the series, and it's a big one. Puts a man in scoring position for Xavier Warren. The Shockers offense has cranked it up in a big way this week. Of their now 39 hits this week, 13 of them have gone for extra bases. That's the eighth double of the week to go along with five homers. The pitch. Warren takes strike one on the inside corner. He's at the back of the left-handed box. Hitting 205 this year with 10 runs driven in. Including a walk-off single for Biloxi in the Thursday night game of this series. The pitch. He waves and misses. Changeup on the outside corner at 85. And the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch. He swings and spoils it foul. Sinker at 85. And the count stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch. Warren waves and misses. The bat goes flying. It disappears into the camera well. And Warren strikes out. Two away for the righty, Freddy Zamora. That was a slider at 84. Warren tried to hammer it. Now it's four strikeouts in the first two innings for the righty, Hundley. He faces the righty, Freddy Zamora. It's a scoreless game. Checkers have a runner on second with two outs in the bottom of the second. The pitch. Zamora rolls it to short. Murray grabs it on the back of the infield, takes a step, fires to Seymour at first, and it ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on. We head to the third. King Cakes and Biscuits in a high-calorie matchup for scoreless on the King Cakes Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-7 712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
On a beautiful Saturday night in Biloxi, Mississippi, we're back to action. Biloxi King Cakes, Montgomery Biscuits are scoreless into the third. And the righty Jacob Mizorowski back to work against the righty Jalen Battles. The pitch. Fastball misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake back alongside you. Mizorowski's retired five in a row after he allowed a walk in the first inning. The only base runner today for Montgomery. The 1-0 pitch. Battles takes a strike. That thing popped. Miller's minute 95. And the count evens 1-1. Battles from the right side is hitting 197 on the season with a 286 OBP. The 1-1 delivery. Rolled first base side. It stays fair. Rolls to Clark. He taps the bag. It didn't have to go far. Got the ball, and it'd take one more step to first. It retires Battles for the first down. It brings up the righty, Matthew Dyer. By the way, fans, you can join in on tonight's broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, this is 601-514-0776. Mizorowski faces the righty, Matthew Dyer, in the nine spot. The pitch. Dyer lifts it foul. First base side and out of play. The count goes down 1-1. All right. A big hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida, along with Kane, who is listening in Ocean Springs. Sarah's listening in Biloxi tonight. And a big hello to Tommy, listening in from Baton Rouge. The 0-1 pitch. Dyer waves and misses. Fastball up high at 95. And the count goes down 2. Clubhouse would like to say a big hello to our good friend Johnny tuning in tonight. Nobody was happier when the Biloxi Shuckers released their King Cakes alternate identity than Mr. Johnny Bowman. The 0-2 delivery. Dyer lifts it foul, first base side and out of play. And the count stays at 0-2. He's the host of the Earned Fun Average podcast. We started talking about it. And it didn't stop for about 10 minutes. Nothing but great things to say about bringing Mardi Gras to minor league baseball. The 0-2 delivery misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. And that's what this King Cakes alternate identity is for the Shuckers. Honoring the Mardi Gras traditions of South Mississippi. First parade was in 1908 in the city of Biloxi. The pitch misses up, and the count evens 2-2. It was over 110 years ago. It's been on and off. It's been continuously happening for over the last 80 years. The 2-2 delivery. Curveball misses inside, and the count goes full. Top of the order is due up next. It's a scoreless game in the top of the third inning. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Mizorowski kicks and delivers. Curveball, broken bat flare on the right side of the infield. Clark, the first baseman, under it. He makes the catch. And it retires Dyer for the second out. That was a slider at 87 that got off the end of Dyer's bat. You can hear it snap. And up comes the righty Mason Auer at the top of the order. Two outs, nobody on. Scoreless game in the top of the third inning. The righty Mizorowski delivers home to the righty Auer. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Three strikeouts, first time through the order for Mizorowski. One ball leaves the infield. It was Auer's fly out to center as the first batter of this game. 1-0 the count to him. Mizorowski delivers. Auer takes a strike top of the zone at 95. And the count evens 1-1. The Biscuits have some movement in the bullpen. Adam Leverett, who was originally slated to start today, is warming up in the bullpen. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch, curveball, he waves and misses. And the count goes to 1-2. He was way ahead of that. Mizorowski dialed that one in at 82. Compared to the usual fastball that's 97 to 98, that's a massive difference. One ball, two strikes, two away. The Missouri native delivers home. Fastball foul back up and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Mizorowski delivers. Slider chopped foul. Towards the third base dugout. The count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Mizorowski trying to work through three scoreless innings. He fires home. Curveball, Auer waves and misses, goes down to a knee, and it's four strikeouts through three, shutout inning for Mizorowski. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 2.5, and we are scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the third inning back at Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. The Shuckers tonight playing as the King Cakes tied with the Montgomery Biscuits. Neither team has scored yet. And the righty Adam Leverett fires home to the righty Justin Dearden. It's lifted out towards right center. Right fielder Drew Baker under it, and he makes the catch. One out for the righty Lamar Sparks. Leverett comes in for the righty Sean Hunley, done after two scoreless innings. Gives up a hit, no walks and four strikeouts. And in comes the righty Leverett. Entering today, Leverett was expected to get the start for Montgomery. Instead is in relief. Follows Hunley, again done after two innings and four strikeouts. The pitch to Lamar Sparks. It's a slider, he waves and misses. And the count goes to 0-1. The pitch, wave and a miss, and a slider, and the count goes 0-2. Oh and two, the count to Sparks. He's hitting 154 this year with a 214 OBP. The 0-2 pitch, Sparks takes away with a slider, and the count goes to 1-2. One and two, the count with one out. Leverett delivers. His changeup misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Tonight's his third appearance of the year, his second in relief. So far this season, he's given up one run in six innings, one walk, six strikeouts, and opponents hitting 190 against him. The 2-2 pitch. Sparks drives it in right, down for a base hit. He speeds around first. Baker picks it up and fires it in. The Shuckers have their first hit of the night against Leverett. And brings up the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Brown Jr. steps in from the right side against the righty Leverett. It's a scoreless game. The pitch. He drives it out to left. Hernandez back on it at the warning track. Sticks up his mitt and hauls it in for the out. Brown Jr. lines out to the warning track. And there are two away for the lefty Mike Covey. Covey digs in from the left side against the righty Leverett. Two out, one on. It's a scoreless game in the bottom of the third inning. Unlike last night or the night before, where hitting was the name of the game, tonight it has been all about pitching in the early going. Leverett delivers. Bovey waves and misses. Changeup on the outside corner at 83. And the count goes 0-1. Bovey grounded out to first back in the first inning. Enters today with second highest average out of anybody in the Southern League at a cool 347. Check back to first. Sparks leaning, but he's back in time. Just gets under Seymour's tag. And he stays alive. Sparks off first. He gets another step. Leverett fires. Bovey waves and misses. Another changeup away at 83. And the count goes 2-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Leverett fires. Bovey rolls it on the left side of the infield. Murray backhands it at short, bobbles it, gathers, no throw to first. And the Shuckers have two on with two away for the righty Brock Woken. We'll see whether or not they rule that a hit or an error. Right now on the scoreboard, it's ruled a hit. But either way, Brock Wilkins steps up. Two away, 2-1. In a scoreless game, last of the third. Leverett delivers. Wilkins takes strike one on the outside corner. And they do rule it a single for Bovey. He now has eight hits in 20 at-bats this series. And he's reached base in 13 consecutive games. The 0-1 pitch to Wilkin. Curveball, nubbed foul first base side. The count goes to 0-2. Wilkin struck out looking on a curveball back in the first inning and starter Sean Hundley. No balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch misses low. It's a changeup at 85. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. The pitch to Wilkin. He swings and rolls it back up the middle. It sneaks in a center for a base hit. Sparks rounds third and comes home. Dyer picks it up, fires it in, it hops off the mound, and it's way late. Wilkin, an RBI single, and it's 1-0 Kinkakes. Wilkin hit it right up the middle, right between Tanner Murray and Willie Vasquez. Bovey moves up to second, and the Shuckers get a two-out run. It's Wilkin's seventh RBI of the season. And up comes the righty, Wes Clark. Shuckers have given their starter, Jacob Mizorowski, an early lead. Leverett fires. Misses away. The count goes to 1-0. Clark struck out looking on a slider back in the second. Of the four strikeouts from starter Sean Hundley, three of them were looking. Only one of them was swinging. The 1-0 delivery. Clark takes the low, and the count goes to 2-0. Wilkin talked a bit about this during the pregame show today, about how fun it is to hit in a lineup that is filled with as much talent and power as it is with the Shuckers. Wilkin and Clark back-to-back in the order. They enter this week having not hit a homer between them, both coming off the injured list, and it's Saturday. They have five total. The pitch chopped foul, third base side. And the count goes to 2-1. Quark at the very back of the right-handed box. Two on, two out, 1-0 Biloxi. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. Well, if you're Adam Leverett, the last thing you want is to load him up with two away. Last time that happened was yesterday, and Brock Wilkin made the Biscuits pay with a grand slam. Leverett steps off the mound and checks second. Bobby wanders back to the bag. Three balls, one strike, two away. The pitch tipped foul in a Genovis' glove behind the plate. The count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch, runners go. Court takes up, and they're loaded up for Darian Miller. Shuckers have an opportunity to really give Jacob Mizorowski some breathing room on the hill. Clark at first, Wilkin at second, Bobby at third. And out comes pitching coach Steve Merriman. It's a 1-0 Shuckers lead. Darian Miller hopped one into the splash pad in right center. Back in the second inning. That was Biloxi's first hit of the day. Home plate umpire Chad Westlake out to the mound to break up the meeting. And everybody jogs back. Genovis jogs back behind the plate. Merriman back to the dugout. Miller at the back of the left-handed box. Leverett delivers. He takes a changeup on the outside corner for strike one. Shuckers have a 1-0 lead, one run on four hits, and they have the bases loaded. Leverett steps off. Miller at the very back of the left-handed box digs in with the black Nike cleat. Leverett fires. He takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count runs 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Bases loaded in the bottom of the third inning for the King Cakes. Leverett delivers. Miller swings and lines it behind second and right to the shortstop, Tanner Murray, who holds it in and ends the inning. Murray was shifted over behind second with the lefty up. Miller hit it back up the middle. The problem was Murray was right there. In the inning, one run, three hits, no errors, and the Shuckers leave him loaded. Way to the fourth, it's 1-0 Biloxi King Cakes on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. Custom Built Trailers MS.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. Jacob Blake back alongside you, and the righty Jacob Mizorowski fires home to the righty Drew Baker. First pitch misses up and away, and we're off and running back in the fourth inning. Jacob Blake back alongside you. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Mizorowski has faced one over the minimum through three innings with four strikeouts. He fires to the righty Baker. Nubbed foul back to the screen. And the count evens 1-1. That was Mizorowski's 51st pitch of the day. So far this year, he's topped out at 87. That was his last start. See how long he goes today. Likely good for 80 to 90. The 1-1 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Mizorowski has had one run of support so far. That is something that has been a bit new to Mizorowski. In six starts this year, the Shuckers have scored just five runs while he's in the game. The 2-1 delivery misses up, and the count goes to 3-1. He went five innings in the Sunday series finale against the Tennessee Smokies, and neither team scored till the ninth inning, and it was a 1-0 Smokies win. 3-1, the count to the righty Baker. Mizorowski delivers. Baker takes up and in, and it's the second walk of the day. Both of them have came against Baker, and it puts one on with nobody out. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruising WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. The Biloxi Shuckers tonight playing as the Biloxi Kinkakes are up 1-0 on the Montgomery Biscuits in a battle of really delicious food at Shuckers Ballpark. One on, nobody out. Alrighty, Tanner Murray steps in. Alrighty, Mizorowski delivers. It's a slider fouled off, and the count goes 0-1. For those who are not from the Gulf Coast and have never had a king cake, basically imagine a giant cinnamon roll filled with any kind of yumminess you could ever imagine, whether it's more cinnamon roll stuff, jelly, jam, frosting on top. The 0-1 delivery, slider rolled left side of the infield. Brown Jr. dives it short, and it's by his glove into left for a single. Runners at first and second. It's the first hit of the day for the Biscuits, and it brings up the lefty Bob Seymour. Tying runs in scoring position. Shuckers got one in the bottom of the third inning. And the lefty Seymour stands in. But King Cake's traditional with Mardi Gras celebrations. Part that makes it special is they have a little tiny baby inside of it, a plastic baby, and if you get the slice with the baby, you have to buy the next king cake at the next celebration. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. And that is what prevents you also from just eating the entire thing anytime there's a king cake. 1-0 the count. Seymour struck out on a curveball back in the first. Mizorowski delivers. Curveball misses inside, and it hits him right on the back foot. And Seymour's in pain. 82-mile-an-hour curveball hits him right on the top of the left cleat. And the bases are loaded with nobody out for Roberto Hernandez. Seymour jogs down to first. Leaves manager Kevin Bowles and head athletic trainer James Ransdell at home plate. Roberto Hernandez comes up, gives us time to check the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom four, Birmingham leads at 1-0 over Pensacola. Bottom three, 2-1 Chattanooga on Tennessee. And Rocket City leads at 4-0 through an inning and a half against the Embrace. Mizorowski delivers to Hernandez. He checks his swing and a slider off the outside corner. And first base umpire Sean Cassidy says he does not go. And the count goes to 1-0. Hernandez struck out looking on a fastball on the outside corner back in the second. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball misses up and away. And the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Hernandez tips it foul off Miller's gear. And the count goes to 2-1. So far in this inning, 12 pitches for Mizorowski. 8 out of the zone. 4 strikes, 8 balls. 2-1 the count against Hernandez. He fires home. Curveball. Hernandez checks his swing. Home plate umpire this time. Chad Westlake says he goes around and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Bases are loaded for Montgomery in the top of the fourth inning. King Cakes lead it 1-0. On a gorgeous night, 79 degrees and clear here in South Mississippi. The 2-2 pitch. Slider, chop to third, Bobby jumps, grabs it, comes home to Miller for one. No throw to first, but a terrific play gets Baker. And they're reloaded now with one away for Willie Vasquez. Bobby, a great job at third, had a jump up in the air to grab it. Seymour to second, Murray to third, Hernandez to first. Now a double play ball back up the middle. Gets Biloxi out of the inning. The pitch to the righty Vasquez. Rolled third base side foul. Almost decapitated his teammate Tanner Murray. That thing was hot off the bat. Bounced twice and was just to the foul side. Away from Murray. It's a 1-0 lead for Biloxi. Top of the fourth inning with one away. Corners are in. The 0-1 pitch. Vasquez takes a slider on the outside corner for strike two. The 0-2 pitch. Vasquez takes just up with a fastball at 97. One and two, the count with one away. Mizorowski stares in. Now fires home. Slider nubbed foul at the plate. The count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Tying run for the Biscuits is 90 feet away. Miller sets up away. Now the pitch. Fastball misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Shackers have a 1-0 lead. One run on 4 hits and 1 error. The Biscuits have just one hit, but 2 walks, a hit batter, and a fielder's choice. Now, given the Biscuits, the base is loaded twice in this inning. The 2-2 pitch. Vasquez takes off the outside corner. That did not miss by much at 97. And the count goes full at 3-2. Shuckers have seen that outer part of the zone expand a little bit throughout the day. That one, though, called a ball. There's nowhere to put him. The 3-2 pitch misses away, and he loses it. Murray comes home. Seymour to third. Hernandez to second. It's an RBI walk for Willy Vasquez. And we're tied at one. Out comes Shuckers pitching coach Will Shearholz, and the Shuckers bullpen starts to get moving. Three walks and a hit batter tonight for Mizorowski. This inning, each of the first five have reached. The only out came on a fielder's choice. And the Biscuits have tied it up. It is Caleb Bowman who starts to get warm in the bullpen with Andy Yerzy. Bases loaded, one out. It's a tie game, top of the fourth inning. Ready, Ricardo Genovis is up. Mizorowski's ready to go. And he delivers home. Genovis waves and misses. Flails at an 89-mile-an-hour slider on the outside corner. And the count goes to 0-1. Genovis popped out to third back in the second. That ended a 1-2-3 frame for Mizorowski. The 0-1 pitch, slider, spins it to the outside corner for strike two. That was a real good pitch, a tight slider. And a good job by Darian Miller behind the plate to frame it up. No balls, two strikes, one away. Shuckers at the corners in. Middle of the infield plays back for a double play ball. Mizorowski fires. Slider misses low and away. Count at 1-2. Next pitch for Mizorowski, about to be his 73rd of the night. Pitch count might be the thing that limits him from going five innings. The 1-2 delivery misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. The bases are loaded for Montgomery. Mizorowski delivers. Genovis waves and misses. Slider on the outside corner at 86. It's the fifth strikeout of the day for Mizorowski. His 41st strikeout of the season. And now two away for the righty, Jalen Battles. Two out, bases loaded. The righty Battles steps in. It was 41 strikeouts for Mizorowski. Entering today, he had 36. Third most in the Southern League with 41. The pitch, fastball, pounds the inside corner at 96 for strike one. Last time out, Mizorowski threw 87 pitches. If he gets out of this inning quick, he may be able to go at least a batter or two into the fifth inning. Battles is 0-1 today. It's a tie game in the fourth inning. The pitch misses away with a slider. The count evens 1-1. He checks his swing. First base umpire Sean Cassidy says he does not go. The 1-1 delivery. Battles nubs it up the first baseline. Mizorowski grabs it, misses. Battles fires the first, just gets it in time, and it finishes out the inning. Good recovery for Mizorowski. In the inning, one run on one hit, no errors, and the Biscuits strained them loaded. The end of the bottom of the fourth inning. We're 10-1 in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Switch hitter Xavier Warren digs in from the left side against the righty Adam Leverett. And to the bottom of the fourth, not in at one. First pitch is fouled off his back foot. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Welcome back inside Shuckers Ballpark and welcome back to our coverage from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. We're tied at one. Leverett delivers. Warren takes a changeup low. And the count evens 1-1. Warren struck out on a slider back in the second inning against starter Sean Hundley, who acted as an opener for this Montgomery side. The 1-1 delivery. He swings and tips it foul off Ricardo Genovis behind the plate. And the count goes to 1-2. Leverett was originally slated to start today, then was moved around. Hundley became the starter. Leverett enters after Hundley exits. Hundley goes two innings, strikes out four, and gives up just one hit. Time called, and a pitch clock violation is tabbed to Leverett. And now the count evens up with 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shuckers got their only run of the game back in the third inning. So on an RBI single from Brock Wilkin, his 7th RBI of the year, all 7 have come this series. The 2-2 pitch, Warren pops it up. Foul territory, third base side. Genovis, the catcher, over with the mask on. And it hops off the top of the dugout and into the seats. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Warren, a bit of a bat waggle. Leverett fires. Misses off the inside corner, and the count goes full. Leverett does not throw it overpoweringly hard. Fired that last one in a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 3-2 pitch misses away. And the Shuckers work a walk. They've been terrific in that this year. That's the second walk drawn by Biloxi tonight. Their 127th drawn this year, more than anybody else in the Southern League. And up comes Freddy Zamora. Couple of helicopters bound for Keesler Air Force Base are buzzing by the ballpark off in the distance. Warren offers the pitch to the righty Zamora is a slider and a called strike one. For just joining us, the Shuckers tonight honoring over 110 years of Mardi Gras history in the city of Biloxi with special Biloxi King Cakes uniforms. Leverett fires. He misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. We can hear the helicopters off in the distance. A pair of them buzz by the Beau Rivage, which is maybe about a quarter mile beyond the right field wall with Checkers Ballpark. The 1-1 pitch. Zamora taps it foul back to the screen. The count goes to 1-2. Checkers, as they have done throughout this season, another partnership with a local military organization for the Heart of a Checker Community Fund was announced tonight. Checkers made a donation to Veteransville. Check back to first. Warren's back in time. It's a nonprofit that helps veterans and their families across the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Their executive director, Brandy Miles, a former U.S. Armed Forces veteran, is out to throw first pitch. She threw a great strike. The 1-2 pitch. This is low, and the count evens 2-2. It's quite the Saturday night at the ballpark. Checkers playing as the King Cakes. There are about 30 kids who have been playing out in the Schooners Splash Zone for the entirety of the game. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. This game started just after 6 o'clock. A bunch of kids came, bathing suits on, ready to go, and I don't think they've left. Warren hops around. Pitch, a wave and a miss. Slider back towards the inside corner. Zamora strikes out swinging, and it brings up the lefty, Justin Dearden. Dearden digs in from the left side. We're tied at one in the bottom of the fourth inning. Warren off first. Check back to first. Warren's back in time. Dearden fled to right back in the third. It was a hard hit ball off the bat at 104 miles an hour. He's hit three this series off the bat at 104 or harder. None of them have turned into hits. Been some bad luck. The pitch. Dearden takes a strike at the knees. And the count goes down and one. Checkers and Biscuits are knotted at one. Infield shifts over towards first for Montgomery. Tanner Murray, the shortstop, just about up the middle. The pitch misses away to Dearden. Count evens 1-1. Ready whenever it comes set. Now the pitch. Dearden takes away, and the count goes to 2-1. Levert has consistently been missing arm side this inning. That last pitch, an 83-mile-an-hour changeup. Two balls, one strike, one away. Levert fires. It's a fastball and a called strike on the inside corner. The count evens 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Dearden breaks his bat, loops it out to short right. Vasquez, the second baseman, out. Baker, the right fielder, in, and he makes the catch. That bat snapped clean in half. The barrel's about 60 feet up the first baseline. The bat boy grabs it. The righty Lamar Sparks now steps up. Two out, one on. It's a tie game. Knotted at one in the bottom of the fourth inning between the King Cakes and the Biscuits. The pitch. Sparks waves and misses. A fake throw back to first. Sparks steps out of the box. Warren scrambled back to the bag. Genovis stared him back. Sparks lined a single and a right in the third and came around to score. That made it 1-0. The pitch. He swings and chops it third base side. It stays foul. It goes foul at the very last moment. It rolled fair the whole time, and then 89 of the 90 feet up the bag, it rolled foul for the final 6 inches. The count goes down 1-2. Caleb Bowman starts to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. He was warming up in the top of the fourth inning. That likely ends the day for Jacob Mizorowski. 78 pitches over four innings, three walks, five strikeouts, one hit batter, and one run allowed. No balls, two strikes, two away. All righty, Leverett stares in and comes set. Check back to first, Warren leading. But he gets... No, he does not get back in time. He is called out. And that ends the inning. All very nonchalant call from the first base umpire. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Three out of the fifth. In comes Caleb Bowman. And we're tied at one on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
We head to the top of the fifth inning. Shuckers and Biscuits are knotted at one. Caleb Bowman now comes in. Faces the righty Matthew Dyer. First pitch is a fastball that misses low and away. Dyer showed bunt, pulled back at the very last moment. Count goes to 1-0. Mizorowski done after four innings on the hill. Gives up one run on one hit. The pitch is popped foul. First base side and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. One run, one hit, three walks, one hit batter, five strikeouts, and 78 pitches for the Brewers' top-ranked pitching prospect. 1-1 pitch misses off the inside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. Bowman enters for his 10th appearance of the year. He's been terrific. 13 2/3 innings, a .66 ERA. He's allowed just one earned run. Four walks and 12 strikeouts. The pitch, Dyer waves and misses. And a bullet slider. And the count evens up. Bowman rocks and delivers. Slider misses away and the count goes full. We're knotted at one in the top of the fifth inning. Bowman delivers. Dyer waves and misses. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Right in the outside corner. Bowman gets his first strikeout of the night. It's the sixth strikeout from Shuckers pitching. And it brings up the top of the order and the righty Mason Auer. Bowman delivers. Auer takes a strike on the inside corner. It's a slider at 87. And the count goes 2-1. The 0-1 delivery. Slider misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Bowman, while he spent the early parts of his professional career globetrotting around the world as a starting pitcher, has found his way to the bullpen in affiliated ball. 1-1 pitch. Auer waves and misses, and the count goes to 1-2. Bowman, though, was originally a reliever out of college. Attended college at App State. The 1-2 delivery. Auer takes up and away, and the count evens 2-2. App State, nestled in the mountains of western North Carolina. The 2-2 pitch. Auer takes strike three, top of the zone, and Bowman is mowing down this lineup. Back-to-back strikeouts, two away, and it brings up the righty, Drew Baker. Two out, nobody on, and the righty Baker stands in. We're knotted at one in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch. Baker takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Bowman delivers. Baker takes a strike, top of the zone at 93, and the count evens 1-1. Bowman has looked dominant, not only this season, but also tonight. The 1-1 delivery. Baker fouls it back to the screen, and Bowman one strikeout away from striking out the side. One ball, two strikes, two away. Bowman delivers. Baker takes up, and the count evens 2-2. That one rode a bit up and in towards Baker. The 2-2 pitch. Chopped over Bowman's head. Couple hops to Zamora at second. He grabs it, slings it to first, and it's in time. Bowman has a 1-2-3 fifth inning, and we're halfway through in Biloxi. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left for Montgomery in the top of the fifth. We head to the bottom half, tied at one on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Well, Mark Sparks leads it off for the Biloxi King Cakes. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning, knotted at one. Fifth game of a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Righty Lamar Sparks stands in. First pitch from Adam Leverett. It's a changeup that misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Shuckers got their only run back in the third inning on an RBI single from Brock Wilkin. Montgomery tied it up in the fourth. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Sparks hit a single in the third, came around to score for the only run of the day for Biloxi. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Maverick steps off, wants a new baseball. Now he's set to go. The 2-1 delivery. Sparks takes low, and the count goes to 3-1. Biloxi's drawn two walks tonight, both against Leverett. Both of them came over the last two innings, one in the third, one in the fourth. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner at 91. The count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Leverett fires. Sparks chops it third base side. Couple hops over the bag. Fair to Battles. He fires the first. Not in time, and Sparks beats it out. He entered today 0-for-6 in the series and now has a multi-hit performance. He's on first for the top of the order. Up comes the right-handed hitting Eric Brown Jr. One on, nobody out. Chance for Biloxi to take the lead. Leverett delivers. Brown Jr. checks his swing, rolls it right side of the infield. Sparks hustles to second. Vasquez picks it up, fires to first. In time, he short steps the bag, and Brown Jr. goes down, pops up quickly, and jogs back to the dugout. That's a good sight to see. Vasquez is retired for the first down. Vasquez retires Brown Jr. for the first down. Sparks to second. And up comes the left-handed hitting Mike Bobby. Shockers and Biscuits are knotted at one. Leverett delivers. Bovey rolls it up the middle into center for a base hit. Sparks rounds through. Dyer picks it up. Fires home to throw and hop. Not in time. Sparks slides across the plate. Bovey gives Biloxi the lead. It's 2-1. Another day, another multi-hit performance for Mike Bovey. It's his 10th multi-hit performance in a Shuckers uniform this year. He drives in his 7th run of the year. And up comes Brock Wilkin. Bovey smashed that up the middle. 102 off his bat. And it gives Biloxi King Cakes their second lead of the night. Brock Wilkin, 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Leverett delivers. Misses up and away. The count goes to 1-0. Brock Wilkin and Wes Clark had a little bit of deja vu yesterday in the Shuckers' 7th run, 7th inning. Wilkin had a grand slam and was followed up by a solo shot from Wes Clark. The pitch. He takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. It was the first time the Shuckers had multiple home runs in an inning since September 12th of last year against the Biscuits, when Brock Wilkin, in a 7-run inning, hit a grand slam followed by a solo homer from Wes Clark. The 2-0 pitch. He swings and pops it up left side of the infield. Murray, the shortstop, under it, calls everybody off, and he makes the catch. Retires Wilkin for the second out, and up comes Wes Clark. Clark digs in from the right side. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Leverett fires. Curveball hammered out to right. Baker back on it. At the warning track. At the wall. He hauls it in a step shy of the fence. And it ends the inning. Clark goes so close to his 4th homer of the series. Instead, the Shuckers settle for one run. One run on 2 hits. no errors. And Mike Bovee, after an RBI single, is left on. And it's 2-1 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell. Senior Primary Care, Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Top of the order due up for the Biscuits. We head to the top of the sixth inning. The Shuckers lead it by a 2-1 score. Chapik Blake back alongside you. The righty Bowman delivers. The first pitch is smacked towards center, tiered in the center fielder, in on it, and he makes the catch. Retires Murray for the first out. Shuckers have a 2-1 lead, one run in the third, one run in the fifth. The Biscuits' only run came on an RBI walk with the bases loaded. In the fourth inning, Willie Vasquez was the one who drew it. Lefty Bob Seymour stands in. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers have a 2-1 lead, a win tonight. Would give them a series win. It would be their third straight at home this year. The 1-0 delivery. Seymour lines it down the left field line. It is fair, and it rolls past the Biscuits' bullpen. Warren's over. He grabs it. Seymour jogs in a second. He extends his hit streak to four straight games with his third double of the series. It brings up the righty Heriberto Hernandez with one on and one out in the sixth inning. Hernandez up from the right side. The pitch is a fastball and a called strike one. The King Cakes tonight, two runs, six hits, and an error. No runs, two hits. One run, two hits, and no errors for the Biscuits. Bowman delivers home. Hernandez takes strike two. Sinker at the knees at 93. Calls time and steps out. No balls, two strikes, one away. Hernandez struck out looking back in the second on a fastball from Jacob Mizorowski. Bowman delivers. Hernandez breaks his bat, loops it towards left. It's down for a single. Seymour hustles around third. Warren overruns it. Hernandez into second. It's an RBI double, and it's tied at two on the Hernandez's 21st RBI of the year. And it goes as a single and an error. Either way, it's now a 2-2 game with one away. Pitch to the righty Vasquez. Here's a called strike one. It's the first error of the year for Xavier Warren. The pitch. Vasquez takes away. Count evens 1-1. Despite the error, Hernandez is charged with the run driven in. Does get credit for that. He's up to 21 on the year to lead the Biscuits. The 1-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Changeup at 89. And the count goes to 1-2. The pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. King Cakes and Biscuits are knotted at 2. Go-ahead run, and Roberto Hernandez is off second. He dances off the bag. Bowman stares him down. Now delivers. Sinker misses away at 92, and the count goes to 3-2. The Biscuits over the last three games have scored now 16 runs off the Shuckers' bullpen. Bowman checks back Hernandez to the bag. Now digs back into the rubber. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch. Fastball. Called strike three on the outside corner. 91 on the gun. He strikes out his third of the night. And now two away for the righty, Ricardo Genovis. Genovis is 0-2 tonight. A pop out to third and a strikeout back in the fourth. We're tied at 2. The Biscuits have answered the very next half inning every time the Shuckers have scored today. The pitch. Genovis takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery misses up and in to Genovis. The count goes to 2-0. Bowman's about to throw his 31st pitch of the night. Last time out threw 24 in an inning and 2/3. The 2-0 delivery, wave and a miss, handcuffs him with a sinker on the inside corner at 92. And the count goes to 2-1. His last appearance was on Wednesday's Kids Day game. Came in and finished out. Was a monster inning for the Biscuits. They scored 7 runs in the 8th inning. Part of 11 unanswered runs and 11-4 win. 2-1 pitch. Chopped left side of the infield. Bobby gets it on a hop. Fires to first. It's in time. And it's 2 innings out of the bullpen for Caleb Bowman. He works around, back-to-back hits with one away. And at the end of the inning, 1 run, 2 hits, no, 1 error, and 1 runner left on base. We're through 5.5, and we're 10-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the sixth inning, knotted at two between the Biloxi King Cakes and the Montgomery Biscuits. The Shockers tonight honoring over 100 years of Mardi Gras history on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Playing as the Biloxi King Cakes. First of four games at the King Cakes this year. Ready, Adam Leverett continues into his fourth inning of work, and he fires home. First pitch is a changeup that misses low to Darian Miller. And the count goes to 1-0. Miller, a left-handed bat, 1-for-2 today with the ground rule double back in the second. The 1-0 delivery. He swings and fouls it off of the plate. The count evens 1-1. Shockers tonight, 2 runs on 6 hits. 2 runs on 3 hits, meanwhile, for Montgomery. The pitch. Miller, Rump, chops it right side of the infield. Vasquez stabs at it at second, fires to first. It's in time. Miller's retired for the first down. It brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Warren digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. Leverett so far, 1 strikeout, 2 walks, 2 runs allowed on 5 hits. The pitch, Warren waves and misses. His helmet almost falls off. That was a changeup on the outside corner at 84. And the count goes to 0-1. Warren walked back in the fourth inning, struck out back in the second. The 0-1 pitch, he waves and misses. Helmet almost pops off again. And same pitch in the same spot. Change him off the outside corner. And the count goes 2-2. The 0-2 pitch. Called strike 3 on the inside corner. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. It's the 6th strikeout tonight by Biscuit pitching. And now 2 outs and nobody on for the righty, Freddy Zamora. Zamora is 0-for-2 tonight. We're tied at 2 in the bottom of the 6th inning. 5th game of a 6-game set. The pitch rolled to short. Murray's over at short. He grabs it, fires to first. And it's a 1-2-3 inning from Leverett. He's retired 5 in a row. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base, and we ended the 7th, knotted at 2 on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus. 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
We head to the top of the 7th inning, and the Shockers go back to the bullpen. Righty Will Childers is out. Sent to make his Double-A debut. Was added to the roster earlier today, promoted from High A, Wisconsin. The 6'4" righty delivers home to the righty, Jalen Battles. First pitch is popped foul to the screen, and the count goes 0-1. Childers stands in at 6'4", 210 pounds, right-handed arm out of Evans, Georgia. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Childers made 9 appearances earlier this year with High A, Wisconsin. 9 appearances and a 2.31 ERA. 10 strikeouts. 1-1 pitch. Lifted foul. Third first base side out of play. The count goes to 1-2. The big thing for Childers is that he walked one batter in 11 and two-thirds innings all year long before being promoted. The 1-2 pitch to Battles. He waves and misses. 96 in the gun, and Childers has his first double-A strikeout. Big congratulations to Will Childers, and it brings up the righty Matthew Dyer. Former UGA Bulldog picks up the strikeout. Brings up the righty Dyer. It's a 2-2 game in the seventh. The pitch misses low, and it bounces into Miller's mitt. Count goes to 1-0. It has been a back-and-forth game between these two teams. The Biscuits have had an answer for every Shuckers run. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Childers originally signed with the Brewers as a free agent. The pitch lifted foul, first base side and out of play. And the count goes to 2-1. He finished up his college career at Georgia. Signed with the Brewers organization as an undrafted free agent in 2023. The 2-1 delivery. Checks his swing on a pitch up and in. It does not matter. It's a called strike. And the count evens 2-2. That was at 97 from Childers. Childers did not throw much in his college career, only 12 and a third innings. Now in double A, the 2-2 pitch. Curveball misses low, and the count goes to 3-2. He was used primarily as a starter last year with single A Carolina. 8 starts, 6 relief appearances, and 59 innings. The 3-2 pitch, Dyer pops it foul, first base side and out of play. And the count stays full. Right now, he's looking real good. The 3-2 delivery misses away. And Dyer draws the walk. Brings up the top of the order in the right-handed hitting Mason Auer. We're in the top of the seventh inning. One out, one on. In a tie game, Shuckers, Biscuits, 9-2. The pitch to the righty Auer. Fastball fouled off Miller's mitt to the screen. And the count goes 0-1. Pitch, runner goes towards second. Pitch misses away. Third to second is high. And Dyer swipes second. Puts the go-ahead run in scoring position with a 1-1 count on the righty Auer. Childers kicks and delivers. Curveball paints the outside corner for strike two. For Dyer, that's his second stolen base of the year, the 35th of the season for the Biscuits. One ball, two strikes, one away. Childers delivers. Auer takes a slider low at 84. And the count goes to 1-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Childers comes set from the right side. Now delivers. Popped up. Foul. First base sign and out of play. Count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Nodding at two in the top of the seventh. Childers comes home. Curveball lifted into left center. It's down for a base hit. Dyer rounds third and comes in. Deering picks it up. Fires on one hop to second. It's an RBI single from Mason Auer. His first RBI of the year. And the Biscuits take a 3-2 lead. They continue to tally runs in this series off the Shuckers bullpen. Entering today, they had scored 15 this series. And they have added on with two more tonight, 17 in the first five games of this series. That includes the time they got shut out on Tuesday. The pitch to the righty, Drew Baker, is a called strike. Runner off to second. The tag, not in time. And Auer has his third stolen base of the year. After over 45 a year ago, 47 to be exact. Owen won the count to the righty Baker. He's 0 for 1 tonight with two walks. Childers delivers. Check swing and a curveball low. First base umpire. Sean Cassidy positioned up the middle as he does not go. And the count evens 1-1. Childers stares at second, now delivers. Fouled back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Childers is only out recorded so far. He's on a strikeout against Jalen Battles. Back in the seventh inning. The 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Dials up a fastball at 95 from straight over the top. Towards his second strikeout of the inning. And it brings up the righty Tanner Murray with two away. Murray digs in from the right side. He's 1 for 3 today. Single back in the fourth inning and came around to score the first run of the day for Montgomery. The pitch. He chops it towards third. Two hops. Almost eats up Bovee. Grabs it. Fires across the diamond to first. It beats Murray by a few steps, and it ends the inning. One run, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. It's time to stretch in Biloxi, and it's 3-2 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
pull out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out
8-9-1 in the order to do it for Biloxi. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Adam Leverett back to the hill for Montgomery, and he delivers home. Dearden rolls it right side of the infield. Vasquez gets it in short right at second, fires to first, and he retires Dearden for the out. Leverett's retired six straight. The Shuckers have gone back and forth in this one with Montgomery. Shuckers scored one in the third, one in the fifth. Montgomery won in innings 4, 6, and 7. They lead it 3-2. The pitch hooks away with a slider, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers trail it by a 3-2 score. The pitch. Sparks takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. A win tonight for Biloxi would clinch a series win. It would be their third straight series win at this ballpark to start off 2024. The 1-1 pitch. He waves and misses ahead of a changeup at 84. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Misses low and inside, another changeup, this time at 84. And the count evens at 2-2. Sparks is 2-for-2 tonight. Singles in the third and fifth inning. Ready Leverett fingers. It's a curveball low. And the count goes full. Top of the order due up next. Between the top four, they've reached base four times. Mike Bovee, multiple hits, including an RBI single in the fifth that scored Sparks. 3-2 pitch. He swings and drives it in the left. It's down for a base hit. It rolls to Hernandez, who cuts it off in the alleyway. Sparks rounds first and heads to second. The relay to second is not in time. He speeds his way to a one-out double, and the tying run is in scoring position for the top of the order. Hernandez got that out towards the warning track. Sparks rounded first and just kept on running. Up comes Eric Brown Jr. 0-for-3 tonight, but a chance to come up with a big-time hit and tie this game up. One out, runner on second. Montgomery leads it 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Leverett delivers. He swings and drives it out to left. Hernandez charges in on it. Murray's out. Hernandez calls him off, and he makes the catch. He retires Brown Jr. for the second out. And up comes the left-handed hitting Mike Bovee. Bovee digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Sparks is off second. A single quite likely ties it up. The pitch. Bovee takes low on a changeup, and the count goes to 1-0. Bovee's been terrific tonight, but if you're Leverett, you can't pitch around Bovee because on deck is Brock Wilkin. You can't pitch around Wilkin because Wes Clark is behind him. It is a dangerous part of the order right now for Biloxi. They need a run. Down 3-2 in the last of the seventh. Leverett delivers. Bovee takes a changeup on the outside corner for a strike. The count evens 1-1. Leverett steps off. Everybody resets. Matt threw his 71st pitch of the night. He's gone 4 2/3 innings in relief. Was originally scheduled to start today. John Hundley used as an opener for the Biscuits. The 1-1 pitch. He picks up his leg, spins around, and steps off. And in a 1-1 count, that's his final disengagement Ricardo Genovis charges out to the mound, gives us 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising, WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Shuckers down by a 3-2 score. 1-1 the count to the lefty Mike Bovee. And the righty Adam Leverett comes set. The pitch. Bovee swings and drives it out to left. Hernandez under it, finds it amidst the night sky, and he makes the catch that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, a one-out double by Lamar Sparks. No errors, and one runner left on base. Here to the eighth, and it's 3-2 Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop in to VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Will Childers is out for his second inning of work. Into the top of the eighth inning, Shuckers trail it 3-2 against the Montgomery Biscuits. Fifth game of a six-game set. And the lefty, Bob Seymour, faces the righty Childers to lead off the inning. The pitch home. Chopped foul, first base side, into the camera well. Right next to the Shuckers dugout. And the count goes 2-1. The Biscuits took the lead on an RBI single from Mason Auer in the seventh off Childers. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes 2-2. Seymour doubled back in the sixth inning. Part of a 1-for-3 night. That double extended his hit streak to 4 in a row. The 0-2 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. Childers delivers. Wave and a miss. Seymour goes fishing on a slider off the outside corner. Three strikeouts tonight for Childers in his Double-A debut. And it brings up the righty, Heriberto Hernandez. One out, nobody on. The righty Hernandez steps in. The pitch to him is a changeup. It's called strike, and the count goes 2-1. The Brewers organization in the Childers family name. Will's dad, Matt, former big league pitcher, made 8 appearances for the Brewers back in 2002. The 0-1 pitch. Hernandez waves and misses at a slider, and the count goes 2-2. Spent time in the Southern League with the Double-A Huntsville Stars. Before spending some time in the Atlanta organization. The pitch driven down the right field line. Sparks is over, and he makes the running catch for the second out. Two away, and it brings up the righty Willie Vasquez. Also gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. They're through 7.5 in Pensacola. The Blue Wahoos lead Birmingham 3-1. Top of the eighth, Tennessee leads Chattanooga by a 5-4 score. First pitch to Vasquez is a called strike one. Top of the seventh inning, Rocket City leads Mississippi by a 5-1 score. And here, Checkers trail it by a 3-2 score. In the top of the eighth, Childers delivers. Vasquez lines it in a right center down for a base hit and rolls into the alleyway. Sparks picks it up. Vasquez rounds first and puts on the brakes. Sparks, one of the best arms in the Southern League, fires a dart to second. Vasquez reaches for the second time tonight. It's his first hit. And it brings up the righty, Ricardo Genovis. Two out, one on. Checkers trail it 3-2 in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch to Genovis. He whips it out to right. Sparks charges in on it, under it, and he makes the catch. Well, Will Childers in his double-A debut, three strikeouts and allows just one run in two innings of work. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We're through 7.5. Checkers trail it by a 3-2 score. 3-4 and 5 in the order due up when we come back. Lexi Checkers Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bobin, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Middle of the order due up for Biloxi. They trail by one. 3-2 Biscuits. The righty Alfredo Zuraga into the game. Relieves Adam Leverett, who's done after he allows two runs on six hits over five relief innings, two walks and two strikeouts, and throws 71 pitches. Zuraga enters and faces the righty, Brock Wilkin. Wilkin's 1-for-3 tonight. The pitch, curveball misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Zuraga makes his fourth appearance of the year. He's allowed three runs, one of them earned in two innings, three walks and two strikeouts. Zuraga fires. Wilkin takes a strike on the outside corner at 95, and the count evens 1-1. Zuraga stands in 5'11", 185 pounds. 23-year-old, hails from Venezuela. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers get some movement in the bullpen. Justin Yeager starts to get warm. The 2-1 pitch. Wilkin takes strike two, outside corner at 95. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 delivery. He swings and fouls it back. Stays alive. We'll do it again. Mm-hmm. Zoraga was tagged with a loss on Thursday night. Checkers had a walk-off win, an RBI single from Xavier Warren. 2-2 pitch. Misses away, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Checkers trail it 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. The payoff pitch. Wilkin waves and misses. Chases a 96-mile-an-hour heater up and out of the zone. It's the second time he struck out tonight, and up comes West Clark. Clark is 0-2 tonight. Flew out to right in the fifth, struck out looking in the second. He reached on a walk back in the third. Checkers trail it 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. One out, nobody on. Zoraga delivers. Clark fouls it back to the screen. Fastball up and in. 96. The 0-1 delivery. Clark drives it down the right field line, but foul. And the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Randy Zoraga stares in. Now comes set at the belt. Rocks and delivers. Clark takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. Zoraga has consistently dotted it, 95, 96, 97, and 9. About 6 miles an hour fastball than Hundley's and Leverett's fastballs. The 1-2 pitch. Clark waves and misses. That's a slider at 87. Two away on back-to-back strikeouts. And up comes the lefty, Darian Miller. Miller stands in from the left side. Two out, nobody on. 3-2 biscuits. The pitch. He takes a strike on the inside corner. A fastball at 96. The pitch. Waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone, and the count goes to 0-2. I went to the count with two out. In the last of the eighth inning. Zoraga delivers. Miller fouls it back, and he stays alive. No balls, two strikes, two out. Alrighty, Zoraga comes set. Now rocks and fires. Miller takes low, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Miller drives it down the right field line. It turns foul and curls into the stands. Count stays at 1-2. Zoraga sets. Now the 1-2 pitch. Miller takes up and in, and the count evens 2-2. Miller has consistently had one of the best eyes on this Shuckers team. He's reached base in now 8 straight games, including tonight. He's walked more times in this season than he struck out. The 2-2 pitch. He waves and misses. Slider back on the inside corner. Genovis blocks it up, pops up, fires to Seymour at first, and completes the strikeout. Zoraga strikes out the side of the eighth. The end of the ninth. It's 3-2 Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
We head to the ninth, and the Shuckers closer, Justin Yeager, comes out. Shuckers trail 3-2. Yeager right now is trying to hold the line to get to the bottom of the ninth inning with the Shuckers down by just one. It's 8-9-1 due up. Jaylen battles in the eighth spot, first up in the inning. Yeager delivers. Roll back up the middle. Right to Freddy Zamora at second. He grabs it, slings it to Wes Clark at first. One pitch, one out. And up comes Matthew Dyer. Yeager is in for Will Childers, who allows one run on two hits in his Double-A debut. Walks one, strikes out three, and throws 32 pitches. Yeager today makes his 11th appearance of the year. He has a 2.79 ERA in 10 and two-thirds innings. Three walks and 11 strikeouts. The pitch. Dyer takes a slider up, and the count goes to 1-0. Yeager, a very simple pitch mix. Fastball and a slider. That's it. The pitch. Misses low with a slider. Checks his swing. First base umpire Sean Cassidy says he does not go. And the count goes to 2-0. Yeager's been terrific in the closer role this year for Biloxi. The 2-0 pitch. Lifted out to left. Warren's back on it. Rounds it off at the warning track. And he makes the catch about 4 feet shy of the wall. And quickly two away. Up comes Mason Auer at the top of the order. It's been a terrific crowd tonight. Just announced is over 3,509. On a Saturday night, many of them still in attendance. Pitch to the righty, Auer. Rolled right to second. This inning couldn't get any easier. Zamora to first, and let's go to the bottom of the ninth inning. A 1-2-3 frame from Yeager on five pitches. And the Shuckers head to the bottom of the ninth inning, down by one. Biscuits up 3-2 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Welcome to the bottom of the ninth inning. Biloxi trails 3-2 against the Montgomery Biscuits. They need one to send it to the 10th, two to win the game and clinch a series win. Xavier Warren's up from the left side against the righty Alfredo Zuraga. First pitch. Misses away and the count goes to 1-0. Last time Zuraga pitched in the bottom of the ninth inning, Xavier Warren was the hero in a walk-off win on Thursday night for Biloxi. The 1-0 pitch. Warren takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 94. And the count evens 1-1. Zuraga strike out the side in the eighth inning. Shuckers have not scored since the fifth inning. The 1-1 pitch. Warren takes low with a changeup. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Warren drives it foul. Third base side and out of play. Count evens 2-2. The pitch. He takes up and in, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out in the bottom of the ninth inning. The payoff pitch. Warren drives it foul. Third base side and way out of the ballpark. Count stays full. Zuraga, first base side of the rubber comes set. Tanner Murray, the shortstop, is right behind second. Payoff pitch. Misses up and in, and the tying run is on for Biloxi. It's Warren's second walk of the day, and Jose Acosta is already out of the dugout with a helmet on to pinch run. Warren touches first, Acosta in. Shuckers get some speed. Acosta's acted as a pinch runner a couple of times. He stands at first. The right-handed hitting Freddie Zamora stands in. Ricardo Genovese went out to the mound for a moment to talk to Zuraga. Now he's back behind the plate. Zamora's 0-for-3 tonight. He has yet to record a hit in this series. A hit here would be massive for the Shuckers. They trail 3-2. Bottom of the ninth inning. Zuraga fires. It misses up and in. And the count goes to 1-0. Acosta's off first. Now the pitch. He waves and misses at a slider. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and drives it out to left. Hernandez back on it. He reaches up and he makes the catch. Acosta scampers back to first. That was off Zamora's bat at 99 miles an hour. But it ends up as a hard line out to left. And up comes the left-handed hitting Justin Dearden. pitch to the lefty. He waves and misses. And the count goes to 0-1. Jose Acosta off first as the pinch runner. One out, one on in the bottom of the ninth inning. Sheckers trail it 3-2. The pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball at 94, and the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. The righty Zuraga comes in. Murray at short behind second. The pitch, lifted foul. Third base side and out of play. And we'll do it again. Zuraga delivers. Dearden chops it foul into the Shuckers dugout. It gets over everybody's nuggets. And the count stays at 0-2. That almost got Will Childers and Wes Clark in the dugout. They're just over their heads. No balls, two strikes, one away. Zuraga comes set. Now comes home. Dearden drives it down the left field line and foul. Count stays at 0-2. This is turning into a lengthy appearance for Zuraga. That last pitch, his 33rd of the night. He's recorded all of four outs. No balls, two strikes, one away. Acosta's off first. He's the tying run. The pitch. He swings and ropes it foul. One hop off the sidewall down the first baseline. That was a changeup at 86. Dearden has stayed alive on everything. And is greeted by the Bee Gees from the speakers. No balls, two strikes, one out. Zuraga stares in and gets the sign from Genovis. Stares back at Coast at first and comes set. Now the pitch. Dearden takes low. Good take on an 86-mile-an-hour slider. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. Biscuits 3, Shuckers 2. Zuraga delivers. Dearden waves and misses. 96 on the gun from Zuraga. And it comes down to Lamar Sparks. Sparks has been a star tonight in this lineup. 3-for-3 with two singles and a double. A four-hit night would keep this game alive. Three, two biscuits in the bottom of the ninth inning. Two out, one on. Zuraga fires. Sparks takes a slider for strike one. Zuraga fires. Sparks drives it down the right field line. It tails foul. And Biloxi is down to their final strike. No balls, two strikes, two out. Jose Acosta calls time. He needs to tie his right shoe. He laces it up. Gives a thumbs up, third base umpire Brian Oberholzer. And here we go. No balls, two strikes, two out. In the bottom of the ninth inning. Zuraga sets. Now fires home. Sparks waves and misses. 96 on the gun. Zuraga closes it out. And the Biscuits win it by a 3-2 final over the Shuckers. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. The Biscuits win it by a 3-2 final. Shuckers need to win tomorrow to take the series. On the ninth, three runs, five hits, no errors for Montgomery. Two runs, seven hits, and two errors for Biloxi. The Biscuits improve to 17-15 on the season, while the Shuckers fall to 16-16. Adam Leverett, the win will kilters the loss, and Alfredo Zaraga, his third save of the season. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time to wrap it all up on the Crown Zero Blues Club postgame show. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Crown Zero Blues Club postgame show. Jafik Blake alongside you as we wrap it all up from the first ever King Cakes game in Shuckers franchise history and a 3-2 loss against the Montgomery Biscuits. Jafik Blake alongside you as the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show gets underway from Shuckers Ballpark. Montgomery wins it by a 3-2 final. One of the first games in this series in which neither team, the first game in this series in which neither team scored more than five runs. Montgomery, three runs, five hits, and no errors. For Biloxi, two runs on seven hits with two errors. Adam Leverett gets the win, five relief innings after Sean Hundley was used as an opener. Leverett gives up just two runs while Will Childers gets tagged. The loss allows one run on two hits over two innings in his Double-A debut, but strikes out three. Meanwhile, Alfredo Zaraga gets the two-inning save, limits the Shuckers to one base runner, no runs, no hits, one walk, five strikeouts. As the Biscuits pitching staff strikes out the Shuckers 11 times in a 3-2 win. The Biscuits snap their two-game losing streak. They now stand at 17-15 on the season. The Shuckers at 16-16. On the year. It's just the fourth home loss for the Shuckers in 2024. Time to take a look at today's scoring summary. It all involved Lamar Sparks on the Biloxi Shuckers side of things. He goes 3-for-4 on the day. He reached for the first time in the third inning on a single and was brought home by Brock Wilkins' RBI single later in the inning. Wilkin has driven in seven in the first five games of this series. Meanwhile, in the fourth inning, Montgomery scored on a bases-loaded walk from Louis Vasquez, and then the Shuckers took the lead the next inning in the bottom of the fifth. Mike Bovee, a 102-mile-an-hour single into center, scores Lamar Sparks from second and gives Biloxi a 2-1 lead. Montgomery would tie it up in the sixth inning off an RBI single from Heriberto Hernandez that scored Bob Seymour from second And they pick on one more in the seventh to take the lead on an RBI single from Mason Auer. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Owam Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Final score, Montgomery 3. Shuckers 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petaluma, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Javik Blake alongside you as we wrap up the fifth game of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Final score tonight, Montgomery wins it 3-2. Shuckers have won three of the first five in the series. A win in the series finale tomorrow, which gets underway at 1:05, will give the Shuckers their third straight series win at home to start the season. Three runs, five hits, no errors for Montgomery. Two runs, seven hits, and two errors for Biloxi. Adam Leverett gets the win and improves to 2-0. Walt Childers, the loss in his double-A debut, allowed one run in two innings, but three strikeouts and looked real good as he throws 32 pitches on the night. Alfredo Zaraga gets the save, his third of the year. He goes two scoreless innings, gives up just one base runner on a walk, and strikes out five over the final two innings. Shuckers fall to 16-16 on the season, while the Biscuits improve to 17-15 on the year. Time to take a look at the Owam Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game is still in action. They're in the top of the ninth inning. The Raccoon City Trash Pandas are two outs away from a win over the Mississippi Braves. The Trash Pandas lead it 6-1. A win for Rocket City would give them a 16-15 record on the year, while the M-Braves would fall to 11-21. Elsewhere, Pensacola has won the series against Birmingham this week. They clinch a series win tonight, a 3-1 final over the Birmingham Barons. Pensacola at 19-13 on the year. Birmingham at 20-11. Elsewhere, Tennessee wins it 5-4 over Chattanooga. The Smokies now stand at 18-14 on the year, while the Lookouts are at 10-22. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization. Two games still in action. They're through eight innings in single A between Fayetteville and Carolina, and the Mudcats trail it by a 7-6 score. At the big league level, bottom of the eighth inning, the Brewers lead it 5-3 over the St. Louis Cardinals, trying to clinch a series win in that weekend series, as the Shuckers, as the Brewers check that, lead it by a 5-3 score. Finals around the system elsewhere. A final from the Arizona Complex League. The ACL Brewers fall 16-4 against the ACL Reds. The ACL Crew now at 2-4 on the year. In High A, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers win it 2-0 over the Quad Cities River Bandits. As Wisconsin now at 20-12 on the season, Durham wins it 10-3 over the Nashville Sounds at the AAA level. The Sounds now at 18-20 on the season. Here the Shuckers fall by a 3-2 final. They'll wrap up the series tomorrow with a first pitch at 1:05 Central Time against the Biscuits. The righty T.J. Shuck goes for Biloxi. He was terrific in the series opener on Tuesday. Took a perfect game big into the sixth inning. Allowed one hit, no runs, no walks, and struck out 8 on just 69 pitches. He gets the start for Biloxi, while Ian Seymour gets the start for Montgomery. He's 1-1 with a 2.10 ERA. Shuck 1-3 with a 4.18 ERA on the season. It is the final 1:05 game until the end of the regular season for the Shuckers at home. Final one before they switch to the 5:05 first pitch time over the summer. Come out to the ballpark. Fun day Sunday at the park. Shuckers will be doing a poster giveaway presented by Melee Printing, and you can have a catch in the field post game at Shuckers Ballpark. Final score, Shuckers fall by a 3-2 final. 1:05 first pitch tomorrow. TJ Shooks on the hill, and the Shuckers go for the series win. That'll do it for us tonight. For all of us at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Jay McBlake saying so long. We'll get started with pregame at 12:45 tomorrow before a 1:05 p.m. finale. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more,